From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. People across the state voted in municipal elections yesterday. Locally, Brian Treese won the Columbia mayor seat by about 800 votes over Skip Walther. Treese will take over for Bob McDavid, who decided not to run for re-election. In city council elections, both incumbents will retain their seats on the Columbia City Council. In the 3rd Ward, Carl Scala claimed victory over challenger Tom Luther, while Ian Thomas will keep his seat in the 4th Ward. He won his seat over challenger Daryl Dudley, who had suspended his campaign but still appeared on the ballot. In the Columbia School Board race, the two incumbents will also retain their seats. Jan Meese and Jim Witt finished as the top two in the 5-person race.
In Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Dozens of people gathered at Brian Treese's watch party at Broadway Brewery on Tuesday night as the polls closed and the votes in the mayor's race were tallied.
We always knew this was going to be a close race, and I think we're all going to wait to see what the verdict is.
That's Brian Treese. He was surrounded by supporters, friends, and family. Bill Treese, his dad, was among them. Bill said he was feeling optimistic for his son and joked that Brian gets his political inclination from him.
Well, maybe a little bit. I've always been active in politics and enjoyed elections. I think a little bit of it rubbed off on him.
And suddenly, it was confirmed that Brian Treese had won the election and would be Columbia's next mayor. Treese took the stage.
We're excited. We've got a lot of challenges right now, but I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and get to work. And with your help, we're going to do it. Thank you.
And his proud parents looked on.
How are you feeling?
Relieved.
Happy for Brian.
We've been waiting for this night, I can tell you.
That was Rebecca Smith reporting.
Reporting from the KBIA newsroom, I'm Abigail Corson. Columbia residents approved the Columbia Public School Board's $30 million bond proposal and tax levy increase in last night's municipal election. Columbia School Board member Jonathan Sessions says he and the other members of the school board recognize how much they asked of the community.
I'm thankful that the community chose to tax themselves to take on this burden to support our schools and in doing so support our community.
The $30 million bond that was approved will primarily go toward the land purchase and construction of a new middle school and the expansions of existing schools throughout the district. The levy increase of 65 cents per $100 of the assessed valuation of Columbia homes and businesses will contribute to the district's operational costs, such as increasing student enrollment, teacher recruitment, and maintaining current programs.
That was Abigail Corson reporting.
Reporting from the KBIA newsroom, I'm Ginger Hervey. A $7.5 million bond issue passed in Tuesday's election will be used to renovate and upgrade facilities in the Southern Boone County School District. The bond passed with 68% of the district votes. It will fund 12 new classrooms to the district, along with a gym for the primary school and a new weight room and locker room for the high school. Chris Felmley is superintendent for the Southern Boone County District. He spoke to KBIA Monday about why the district needs this bond.
We've got so much growth that we've really used all the capacity in our buildings. We're out of classrooms, and so teachers are having to resort to even using closet space as instructional spaces for kids.
Since the 2011-2012 school year, district enrollment has increased by almost 150 students. The bond issue will cost taxpayers 15 cents per $100 of real estate and personal property.
That was Ginger Hervey reporting.
Reporting from the KBIA newsroom, I'm Lauren Pedersen. Cole County residents voted to continue a half-cent sales tax yesterday. The board of directors of the Jefferson City Area Chamber of Commerce supports the renewal. Chamber President Randy Allen says the tax renewal has been in place in Jefferson City for several decades.
30 years we have supported the half-cent capital improvement sales tax, and I think this is a step forward toward, you know, again, continued progress for the county.
Allen also says he is happy with the percentage of voters that supported the sales tax renewal. Almost 80% of voters approved of the tax.
That was Lauren Pedersen reporting. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.